They call it the gender war for a reason.
I'm reading the
chat. I'm scared.
It's guns up. That's what we doing. You mean to tell me that you mean to tell me that nigga's ego is so fragile? Right, Mamiya, I'm saying that either, I don't know who said it before, maybe say somebody said similar, something similar. Either we crashing out on everything or we just letting everything ride. But this picking and choosing shit, there's an integrity violation here. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, right. So, like I said, Crystal and Karazin built an entire brand off of the idea that black men ain't shit and black women need to get the white man. And she took every opportunity to make that point clear. She spared no prisoners. So when brothers got sick of that and fought back, now it's a problem. There is no rules when you have total war.
I'm agreeing with that. Like, what is? What are you not?
You think this internet shit is a war?
Everybody, I do. They call it the gender war for a reason.
I'm reading the chat.
I'm scared.
And Daniel says doesn't mean she should be doxed. Mumia didn't dox her. Again, if Mumia would have did it, that's different. Someone else did it. He didn't remove it. Now, y'all are the same people that I've seen y'all say, if you go low, I'm going to hell. And all of y'all cheered the niggas who went to hell. Now you niggas got morals and consciences when shit about to get real.
Right.
Niggas ain't hoop fans for real.
So look, this is my thing, right?
Can I say something real quick?
There's a separation. Really, I waited and you just came back on stage. You just came on stage, sir.
Oh, my bad, bro.
When I hear a story, I think about all the times I hear men say, the only thing a woman have is her mouth. And so women will run their mouth because that's all they have. They can't physically do shit to a man. So all the disconnect between men and women that's supposed to be a part of the same race, the same community, is fucking crazy. He just say he was the one who doxed Ayana. I can't stand Ayana for the life of me. And when I got that text message, when I got that text in my group chat, in my house chat, I deleted it because it ain't that. It's a fucking woman, and the hatred that y'all have towards women, because of something you may experience. Wait a minute, because something you may experience from other women, is fucking retarded.
That has nothing to do with what happened.
Well, I didn't cut you off, sir.
I didn't cut you off either. I just responded.
I'm still speaking. So how
I know you are? You know, but how are you?
And you doing it now?
I am.
Even when you were in gender wars, bro, I didn't cut you off in gender wars at all.
I'm going to keep you doing.
But you won't do this. You're not really that guy. Could you stop? Could you just stop? Let me finish. You having a internet beef with me. That's not even a beef. You're mad because I didn't agree with something that you said. And at this point, you're pissed off at Ye because I don't agree with the shit that comes out of your mouth. And so when I wake up this morning, I get a phone call with you talking shit about me in a room when it ain't even that fucking serious.
I'm not talking shit about you. I'm talking about
you. You were. You said Ye 400. I'm specifically talking about you.
Look, do you
not one time that a person
alpha?
Could say that I said that I was a fucking alpha on this guy. I don't lead you niggas.
Okay. So I wasn't talking about you then.
You said it.
I mentioned your name when you showed up in the chat.
Bro, you said it.
I mentioned you when you showed up in the chat.
You said the alpha men on Clubhouse, and I'm talking about you, Ye, specifically. It doesn't matter if I said something
in the chat.
It doesn't matter if I said it in the chat or not. You specify specifically me, Ye 400.
When you showed up, that's when
well,
I
But it ain't that serious. I mean, my thing
well,
to you, what's your name again?
It's serious enough for you to be
My thing
now.
To you, the other guys that were in that room, hold on, the other guys that were in that room, why haven't you addressed them yet?
Don't give it time.
For what?
Give it time.
I disagree with you.
I'm just getting started.
I got the right to disagree with you, Mumia.
Yeah, of course you do.
And so, and that pissed you off to the point that you want to act like a woman and make a room about me?
No, no, I didn't make a room about you.
You did. I got a phone call with you, but them saying you running content on me.
Lead the title.
Fuck the title. I'm not stupid. I'm a content creator too. I know what you're doing with the title. I know what you was doing.
Go back and listen to the replay. You.
Bro, I was literally listening to you in the goo too.
Go back and listen.
I had people come in here and call me while I was cuddled up.
Did they tell you to listen to the replay? I was on.
I listened to you.
I was on the air for 4 hours.
What made you make that room?
Oh, that's easy. I already explained it, but I'll explain it again.
Yeah, why not?
I have observed over the course of the past 3 years that there's a small group of black men who, anytime we have a discussion about mating, and they're and really what they're talking about is the guys who are having difficulty, they'll say, I don't have these problems with women. And these guys are losers and they're this and they're that.
Did you? Yes or no? You heard me say it? We're having a dialogue, right?
You asked me what was this all about.
And you answered one part of it. So I'm asking you, you include me in that, right? I'm one of those guys.
Yes. I don't hear you. I don't hear you building black men up. I hear you tearing them down. That's right.
Tearing black men down?
So Rob will call y'all fat.
Tell me when I tore a black man down.
Taking bets.
When did I tear black men down?
That's not leadership to me.
Well, sir, why are you putting me in the place of a leader that I never claimed to be?
Well, I didn't say you were. I said Clubhouse Alphas.
You just said it's not leadership to you. That's what you just stated just now, just a few seconds ago. And I never said something about leading any man on Clubhouse.
You're not a leader, so now we can.
I'm not a leader for y'all.
Okay.
You people don't. Your reality is not rooted
good
in reality.
Good
to me.
Good.
So why would I lead a bunch of delusional men?
Good.
Listen. We could have had this conversation without you talking all this crazy stuff. Like, if you wanted to have a conversation, a civilized conversation, we could have done that. But instead, you wanted to make a room and then talk shit. And then you said that, sir.
Now we're having a conversation.
Sir, and then I asked to come on the stage because you said my name out loud. And then you pretended like you didn't know how the function of Clubhouse and couldn't bring me up.
You're on the stage right now. If I didn't want you to be here, you wouldn't be.
What? Say it again.
If I didn't want you to be here, you wouldn't be.
So you think that's tough by saying that?
No, I think it's true.
You think it's tough?
I think it's true.
No. Fuck the true shit. You think it's tough because you have a button I could just push it.
If I didn't want you here, you wouldn't be here.
That is obvious that I'll be booted out the room. And
nobody's going to kick you. I don't have any problem with you being here.
Oh, you have a problem with me, period.
No, I don't.
You have a problem. Listen, this hasn't been like something like this. Always just been like such and recently, right? Every time I come into the barrio and you say some dumb shit I don't like, I comment on it. Every single time, it hasn't been going
you
on just since the last week.
Dumb shit that I say if your life depends.
It's
on
dumb
it.
Shit if I don't agree with it.
Exactly. You couldn't identify anything dumb.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna go and specify specifically what I'm talking about right now. I don't think I need to do that at this point.
Can't.
I can, but I'm not.
Can't.
I don't need
because
to.
If you did, because if you could,
but you know why? You know
why
I don't need to,
Mumia?
Mumia, do you know why? Mumia, do you know why I don't need to?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Do you know why?
So you would have went back.
That's going to happen all the time.
To my live today. You would have went back to my live today, and you would have systematically explained why what I was saying.
Why you keep muting me? I'll just get off the fucking stage. We don't have to have this conversation, bro.
I was just trying to finish my statement.
Invited on the stage.
If you had a problem with what I was saying, you would have went to my live, found out exactly what I was saying, and come with countervailing evidence.
Bro, you talking about what you talking about today?
For a reason.
Are you talking about just today?
You won't.
Today?
Today.
Bro, we're not just
today.
You have selective hearing, sir.
Today.
You have selective hearing.
I do. I'm talking about today.
So pay attention and follow me. Since you're so much of a genius,
today,
follow me.
I am a genius. To you.
Yeah, follow me, genius.
I'm a god.
You're literally a peasant.
I'm a god to you.
Literally. You
Kneel
pray to Yeh.
Kneel before Zod, bitch.
You pray to Yeh.
Kneel before Zod. I'm a god compared to you.
That's in your fabricated world that you made on the internet.
I think anybody that has one good eye can see it.
No, you're a fake, a phony, you're a fraud.
Anybody that has one good eye can see that.
You are fake.
What about what? About reading
you're
a book?
You're fake.
About
guys writing are strong.
A book? About understanding
guys are strong.
A book?
You e-book the book. I could do an e-book too. Big deal.
You do realize that all my books are in print.
I can do an e-book just as well as you can do it.
All my books are in print.
I can still do it. You used your wife for that. You used your girlfriend for that.
What girlfriend have I used to write a book?
Just sick, the one of 16 years that you lied to me about on this very stage that we're standing on when I asked you, did you have a girlfriend? Did you have a wife? And you said no, that one. She helped you. She got the connects. You mm-hmm. stated you that already. You stated. Books, hold on, Dr. B. Please get out the way.
What happened, Dr. B?
Please, Dr.
Quick,
B.
Quick commercial break. Substance also did an ebook.
I had an audio book.
We're not talking about her, man. Why are you throwing her in the Dr. B? That's crazy.
Nobody should buy her book, but go ahead. Yeah.
I already supported her.
Can a tall man please speak?
Mumia, I came to you the time that y'all jumped me on the stage. Yeah, you literally jumped me. And I was just asking the question. Yes, I spazzed out because I didn't like the rhetoric that was being speared at that time.
Well, that's to be expected.
Dr. B, can a light
skin? No, well, okay, that's fine.
Can a light skin?
Who? Like, this isn't even about you, man.
Yeah, room now. That's yay.
I literally got invited up here. He told me to come up here. Did you not, Dr. B?
Dr. B, can a light skin man speak? Can a light skin man speak?
100 Ario.
That's crazy.
That's yay.
Can a tall light skin man speak, please?
Yes, Van. You should let Van speak.
Don't talk. I'm muted because it's just, it is what it is, man.
Go ahead, Vance.
Yeah, Vance, go ahead, man. What's on your mind, bro?
I just want to start by saying,